Chapter 10. I Find a Wife. I went to Yarmouth, but I was too late. When I reached Yarmouth, Barkis was already dead. I spent some time with Peggotty talking about poor Barkis. He had a lot of money, which was hidden under his bed. He left £1,000 to Mr. Peggotty and £2,000 to his wife, Peggotty, my dear friend. Then I left her and went to visit her brother. The night was cold and wet, but Mr. Peggotty's house was warm and comfortable. A big fire was burning, and there was a light in the window. Mrs. Gummidge was complaining to Mr. Peggotty that she was lonely. "Don't be unhappy," Mr. Peggotty told her. "Emily will come soon. She'll make you feel better." The door opened, and Ham came in. He was wearing a big hat, and we could not see his face.
"Mr. David," he said in a strange voice, "come outside, please."
I followed him out of the house.
"What's wrong?" I asked.
"It's Emily," he said.
He looked very pale.
"Emily," I cried. "Is she ill?"
"No, she's not ill," Ham said slowly. "She's gone."
"Gone? Where?" I cried.
"She's gone away," Ham said.
He turned his face away from me.
"What can I say to Mr. Peggotty?" he asked. "How can I tell him?"
Mr. Peggotty came out of the house at that moment. He saw Ham's white face and mine.
"Ham?"
he shouted.
"Emily! Where is Emily?"
He fell back against the wall, and we both helped him inside.
"Here's a letter, Mr. David,"
Ham said, pulling it from his coat pocket.
"Read it." "I can't read it again."
The letter was very short. It said, "When you read this, I shall be far away. I will only return if he makes me a lady. Please believe that I am suffering. I can't marry you. Remember me and forgive me. I love you all with all my heart. I am very sorry, Emily." Mr. Peggotty sat down hard in a chair. His face was red, and he was very angry.
"Who's the man?" he cried. "Who is he? Tell me. I want to know." "It's Steerforth," Ham said quietly. "She's gone with Steerforth."
"Steerforth," I cried, "and I brought him to this house. When did they go?" I asked Ham.
"This evening," he said. "They left this evening in Steerforth's carriage." "Give me my coat," Mr. Peggotty said, standing up again with difficulty. "Where are you going?" Mrs. Gummidge asked.